trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's, .northwestern.edu.
Truck drivers, listen up. Schneider is holding hiring events near you, seeking drivers of all experience levels for a wide variety of career opportunities. Meet a Schneider recruiter April 11th, 9 to 11 a.m. and noon to 2 p.m. at Schneider Chicago facility. That's April 11th, 9 to 11 and noon to 2 at Schneider Chicago facility. Get full event details, learn more about Schneider, and search all of Schneider's opportunities at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Save big during Menards Project Day Sale. Brighten your home's exterior with outdoor lights by Patriot Lighting. Choose from a fantastic selection that provides safety and security. A 180-degree, 26-watt fluorescent motion floodlight activates when it's dark, $34.99. An outdoor dusk to dawn security light with a 35-watt high-pressure sodium lamp is $39.99. A 70-watt outdoor dusk to dawn security light is energy efficient and easily installs on walls, $59.99.
Save big money at Menards.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Carrie Sayers. The Wolves have only four regular season home games left, including this Saturday and Sunday. He's back. Yes, Derrick Rose will in fact make his return to the court for tonight's tilt against the Magic. Rose has missed the Bulls' last 20 games after undergoing knee surgery to repair that torn meniscus back on February 27th. He'll be limited to 20 minutes tonight, and if all goes well, he will be available tomorrow night against the Heat. The Cubs about 20 minutes away from first pitch on the north side there. Here's how they line up for game two against the Cards. Fowler in center, Soler in the two hole in right, Rizzo at first, Castro cleaning up at short, Coughlin in left, Montero behind the dish, Alcantara at second, Jake Arrieta on the hill, and La Stella at third. Lance Lynn goes for the Cards. Cubs brought back left-hander James Russell, signing him to a minor league deal. He'll head to Arizona this weekend and then to AAA Iowa. Also, Cubs skipper Joe Maddon will join Spiegel and Goff every Tuesday at noon. We broke that news in the last hour. Jose Quintana opposes Danny Duffy in Game 2 against the Royals, but storms are expected tonight in KC, 7:10 first pitch, weather permitting. Tigers play starting pitcher Justin Verlander on the 15-day DL with a right tricep strain. Pirates, meanwhile, signed third baseman Josh Harrison to a four-year extension worth $27 million. And just two games left for the Blackhawks in the regular season, both on the road, beginning tomorrow night in St. Louis. The Blues sit 3 points ahead of them in the Central. And a verdict has been reached in the Boston Marathon bombing trial of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. It is expected to be announced momentarily. This scoreboard update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. And join 670 The Score for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour next Thursday at Jimmy Green's in Chicago from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast and enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Your Menards Score weather forecast, well, not too pretty out there. We've got cloudy skies. No rain right now. Cubs hoping that holds off. Highs expected to be 46. We're at 43 downtown right now. I'm Carrie Sayers, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight. 6:35 pregame, 7:10 first pitch against the Royals on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Played on swings, made a fire, roasted some marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
We are getting out of here at a great time. After transition, we will launch from Real Time Sports out here in Elk Grove Village. Thank you to our guests today, Mike Florio, Steve Stone, Mark Schanowski, all of whom are Wednesday staples, and our man David Schuster over there at Wrigley. Nick Shepkowski, Jay Zawoski, great job, man. And Adam Harris, thank you so much. Matt Bray is the intern. Kerry Sayers had the updates. Dom had our sound locked down. Very comfortable broadcast out here, Dom. Thank you, man. And Danny and Carmen on the promotions. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciated it.
People.
And other people here at Real Time, seriously. Very, very comfortable place to be. And thank you to the White Sox for donating season tickets that were given away to a very happy Sox fan a few moments ago.
That was large. James Rennick goes home with 81 games worth of tickets. So good stuff. Thank you, White Sox.
Chop that pot, said somebody who plays poker. Was like, come on, got to give that runner-up something. Got to give that run. No. He got a handshake.
Yeah.
Got a handshake.
Took it better than I would have taken.
Oh, my God, did he?
He's like, all right, catch you later.
Uh-huh.
I'll go to the same amount of games no matter what. Screw you, golf.
Cubs are coming up, but they're on a different channel on ABC7 as well. That's an interesting one today. Make sure you set your DVRs if you don't know where ABC7 is. It's probably number 7 on your cable package.
Well, I got to go to my
I can't
my
say
app
for sure.
Again.
And for those who are out of town and out of network streaming, this is one you can't watch. This is one that you cannot watch.
It's
a story.
Something that you were on all spring training.
Yeah, and we should continue to talk about it, and we will. But Terry Bors and Matt Abatacola are coming up next, and they are back at the shop. Hello, men.
Big announcement today, huh?
Big announcement today.
Joe Maddon.
Wow.
Tuesdays at noon right here on the Spiegel
and
Golf Show.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, can't wait to pick his brain. And
he's great.
He seems like it.
Yeah,
every time he opens his mouth, it's not just learning new things, but like getting enlightened in a different way of thinking about the game that so many guys have been chewed up and spit out because of what it does to you. You know, 162 games is a grind. And it's grueling, and it seems like it doesn't wear on him. And even though you know it does because he's a professional, it doesn't seem like he has that air of, you know, this is hard or this is tough. He enjoys it, and it comes through his words.
Well, just wait and see what happens at Wrigley Field and being a member of the Cubs. We'll see how long it takes
to wear him down just a bit.
Yeah,
baseball's toughest test, it would seem, for managers, doesn't it? I mean, I know the Yankees' job and so forth, but isn't the Cub job when expectations are high up? Nasty bastard.
Oh,
am I wrong about this?
Oh, no. You not only are you right about that, but I forget your official ruling. When he put on the blue hat, did he look stupid? Did it happen?
You know, he didn't look dumber. Every other man in history looked dumber. Excluding Leo. Hey, Leo, you going to show up for a game? I don't know. He actually didn't. Because he, you know what, there's something so cool about him that it just doesn't allow itself to manifest. And this really is a test with all these screaming idiots that cover the Cubs after him. And when things go wrong on a team with high expectations. Mm-hmm. And I mean, because he never had that in Tampa. He had like two guys covering the team. And there might have been a third one. He didn't care.
Right. And now even today, forced to answer questions about the ballpark and the construction and what's that about.
Yeah. Like he's out there with a hammer and nails putting that part together.
Yeah.
And the porta potty wheeled in.
He's being asked to be the face of some of that today. Although Crane Kenny got out there, and a lot of people got angry at Crane Kenny. What did he say? He said something about CSI,
yeah,
right?
This isn't CSI or something to that effect. Whatever, Crane. Just
Crane.
Let Julian speak. Let Tom speak. Theo doesn't
away.
Even handle it. Spiegel had his conspiracy theories that he trotted out there today, and I agree with all three of them. I mean, there was no rain, and you figure when this game's going to be made up, it's going to be with Chris Bryant on the roster. You'll probably have a better day weather-wise, so you'll have more concessions, and also the bleachers will be done. So
yeah, we actually talked about that yesterday, and you know, I checked the weather.com late in the show, and it didn't show any rain until after 11 o'clock. To fall in the area, and I was like, "Well,
it wasn't a torrential downpour, Maddie."
But I'm like, if it's 11 p.m., I'm pretty sure, unless you know it's a long extra inning game, you're going to be able to get this game in before 11. And you know, sure enough, that was the situation. And certainly, what happened at Wrigley on Sunday night played a factor in making that quick decision about the possibility of rain.
Without a doubt, Matt. And I had learned a couple things, which I shared in the 9 o'clock hour, about how one entryway was all that was available for one of the bathrooms in left field was one entryway.
Correct.
In and out. And that they added another entryway to that bathroom yesterday. They opened up another door that had been diverted because of construction. And then here's frantically working to open another bathroom in the ballpark by Monday, which is the home series against Cincinnati. So they're working like crazy to try and fix it and not have it just be porta potties.
But here's the problem, though, and it's something that note that you handed to me yesterday speaks from MLB.com, March 31st.
Right.
When they knew that they would be short on bathrooms, obviously, and they said they would address the issue, and they didn't address the issue. Now what you just said, they're scrambling to open up another facility by Monday. I just don't get how you go into this knowing exactly where you're at, knowing the time frame of the construction, knowing the shape the facility is in, knowing when opening day is, that you're opening up the national stage for baseball, and you don't have enough facilities.
Yes.
That the porta potties weren't there to begin with. And not 72. You had 35,000 people at your ballpark on Sunday.
And in that note,
and you add in 72 mm-hmm. porta potties?
And in that note from the 31st, they said they were going to be adding bathrooms, and they did not on this Sunday. So yeah, this is bigger than bathrooms. It's bigger than stinky, you
exactly.
know, cups full of urine.
No, it certainly is.
It's about the business side embarrassing the organization. It's about being able to trust June-ish when they say that about the bleachers or anything. And it's about a lot of fans who are going to make some decisions about whether they go to the ballpark or not based on some of these issues.
No, well, but I go ahead, Sarah.
It's just so interesting that you have an organization that's so damn careful when you're run by Theo and Jed and those guys, so damn careful about everything they do, everything they say.
They're measured.
Yeah, very measured about, perfect word, about mm-hmm. everything they do. And even this park reconstruction, they've been measured about it too, up until a point. They've been very careful about all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, in the last week,
because this isn't them, Terry. That's happens. Why. Because this just, isn't them.
I mean, I know
this isn't Theo.
Somebody's got to. But Tom Ricketts and all these guys, you can't do this.
But that doesn't matter. This isn't Theo. This isn't Jed. This isn't Tom Ricketts. Tom Ricketts is the owner, and he dispersed out, you know, authority and power to different aspects
so
and different
fault
guys.
Exactly, is
this
it?
Is the business side? This is Crane Kenny. This is Carl Rice. You know, and then the
well, that's what
the
I figured,
voice for what's
Crane
going
Kenny.
On here is Julian Green, but it's Carl Rice who is the operation manager for Wrigley Field. Then you have Crane Kenny on the business side of things. I mean,
that's the guy, Matty.
Under them.
See, Carl Rice talking on the same day Julian Green talks. Mm-hmm. I think you get not just the message, but the messenger mixed up as well. If it's Carl Rice's job for these things to be in order, knowing damn well what this offseason was for the Cubs and everything they had to go through, then Carl Rice should be the guy who's talking solely, to be honest with you then. He's the guy that should be out front.
Operations, that's him.
And he's been available. There was that day they had a whole bunch of the media in hard hats, and Carl Rice actually clarified something that had been incorrect earlier in the press conference.
Right. No, I think he has been available, and I mean, you're going to hear more from Carl Rice these first few weeks of the season than you've heard from him before, and you ever will again.
I don't want to hear.
No, but this is where he belongs to speak about this. But the fact that they just didn't have the foresight to say, we might not be fully prepared, that there's the arrogance and the attitude of, we refuse to A, look at another venue, B, move to a different venue for any aspect of this season. We refuse to do that. But then you're not prepared. And you not only need to be prepared for Sunday, you need to be over-prepared. There not only need to be 72 porta-potties, you needed hundreds of extra porta-potties to make sure that there was facilities there and there was space cleared out so that your customers could go to the bathroom.
I just can't. You're shameful. You're so careful on one side and so sloppy on the other.
So
and I understand
sloppy,
construction
Terry. You know, and
leads
I even saw a tweet today from Paul Sullivan. He said that the rumors of running out of hot dogs and hot dog buns, you know, that's not true. You know, the Cubs denied that today.
That's not what you should be worried about.
But
that's
you're,
correct.
But the fact you're
that's
even
right.
talking about that.
I mean, that's the new slogan is, we did not run out of hot dog buns.
But I mean, did not run out of hot dog buns.
There it is from Julian Green
right,
the other night.
But I mean, Speaks, in God. Like in any other season, you need to be so prepared to open your season, be ready. I mean, when you have a fully functioning facility, when you don't, you need to be even more prepared.
Right.
What are the roadblocks? What are the obstacles? What are the issues? What problems might come up during our opening night, during the initial weeks of this season, with a facility that's really running at 75%, at 70%, at 65%. What are the issues? See, there was no forethought there. And bathrooms. Bathrooms should have been a number one priority.
Number one. We had Chris Hine on probably 3 weeks ago, and he said the left field one was no good. That wasn't going to happen. It was going to be sort of a problem there that was going to be closed. But I don't know, Maddie, what happened to the upper deck? How could you have both bathrooms on the upper deck?